This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Stunamonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury.
Supported by the Ministry of Education.
Everyone, this is ICA Radio Show. If you are an international student living in Christchurch, this show is for you. Every program will have a guest talking about their experience as an international student. Also, we will inform you about our events and relevant information regarding to the student life in the Garden City. Okay, now it's time to introduce myself. I'm Caroline from Brazil and I'm studying business. Also, I'm a member of ISCA, our International Student Christchurch Association. Today we have our first guest, Trupal, one of the association's active members, and he came to let us know about it. The second guest is Mafuz, a business lecturer in Abacus Institute of Studies Category 1, PT in New Zealand. Before we talk with our first guest, let's shake up with an exciting Indian song, and this song goes to all the Indian students living in Christchurch.
Karenge sabka swagat swag se karenge sabka swagat Karenge sabka swagat.
Y'all ready to bring the riff back?
Swag se karenge sabka swagat.
Welcome, Trupal, to Plains FM. How it's going?
Oh, I'm good and getting better as Plains FM has given us the opportunity to explore the idea of ISCA through their FM, and it's an excellent platform for all the international students to put their words in front of all the listeners from different nationalities.
Yeah, that's a really amazing opportunity for all of us. So, Trupal, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from India.
Okay. How long have you been in Christchurch and what have you studied during this time here?
I have been in this beautiful city, Christchurch, since 2017. And I have studied my business management from one of the PTEs.
Okay. So now that we know where you're from and what have you studied, can you tell us how you guys came up with the idea of having an association for international students?
Well, honestly speaking, we never thought to have this kind of association. But one day me and one of my friends, Bharat, was sitting together and discussing over the difficulties which we faced during our studies and the time when we just arrived in New Zealand. And suddenly he was like, hey, why don't we start an student association to help other students so they don't have to face some similar difficulties that we actually faced. And I was like, yeah, why not? We can go ahead. And this is how like we created ICA.
Wow, that's really nice because you guys faced some challenges and now you don't want others to go through the same things or actually support them. So tell us about the really purpose. We already understood that you guys want to help others and this is the main point. But what the purpose of the association?
Well, the core of our association is to help the international students, those living in Christchurch, to have a better experience in living abroad by promoting the union between them through the development of activities and, of course, by our Facebook page and the radio programs.
That's nice. And how other things you can do? Like you guys are planning to connect with other associations or to have something that can support other students as well?
Yes, like the association's main aim is to be a platform for all the international students to exchange their experience and they even, come forward to help each other, to connect to other organizations and to obtain a support or a solution for the challenges faced by all the students during their journey living abroad.
Yeah, that's amazing. So now that we know about ISCA, please share with us about your experience as an international student in New Zealand. Tell a little bit, please.
Okay, I'll try to directly come to the point. And that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience for me. Like, when I came to Christchurch for the first time, I was thinking this, like, this will be the same as we see in our Hollywood movies. But trust me, New Zealand culture is a bit different from what we think before flying to New Zealand.
Okay, can you give us an example how you find out how different could be?
Okay, yeah, this is actually silly for me, but when I came here and went to a restaurant and after finishing my meal, I was waiting to get a bill. I waited about 10 minutes and then, I asked the waiting staff that, hey, bro, can I get my bill? And he was like, dude, you don't get your bill on table here in New Zealand. You have to go to the front desk and pay your bill.
Oh, my gosh. And what would be another one?
Okay, that is also a silly one. Like, we generally see on a motel signage board, like vacancy or no vacancy. And I used to always think that they are actually talking about the job vacancies through their signage board. And actually, I went to one of the motels and I was asking for, like, hey, do you have any job vacancies right now? He said, no. I said, it's written outside on your signage board. Like, there is a vacancy. He said, that means our room is vacant or not.
All right.
So that was another silly thing.
Okay. Could you tell us about now, not a silly thing or funny thing, but a challenge. What do you have faced as a challenge in this time as an international student?
Well, all of us face so many challenges and that vary from student to student. For someone, that food is the main challenge. And for someone, living alone will be the main challenge. But for me, trust me, the language was the main challenge. I mean, it is not like I don't know English or I can't understand English. The thing was the pronunciation and the pace of the language is totally different from the other English-speaking country. I mean, we do agree every country have their own style of speaking and that is we how to learn.
Yeah, I believe that is the main thing to all our students in New Zealand as an international student. So how does the association can help the students with the same or similar situation?
Well, that's a great question. Here, we all are having mentality to learn and to make learn others as well. For example, if someone don't know how to drive a car, we can't teach him driving by ourselves, right? But what we can do is to guide him or her to the right person who can help them driving a car. Similarly, like if someone is getting trouble finding a house to live, what we can do, we can't buy them a house, but what we can do is all of the members from the group, if they find any vacant place across Christchurch, that will be a great for that person, apart from finding a place alone to live, if all of together they find something like there is a vacant, that will be easy for him to find the house in short time.
Yeah, uniting the students, they can help each other, give some information, exchange facilities, and that's going to make a difference in their lives.
Yes.
Okay. Now, tell us the best part of living in New Zealand.
The best part was the exposure, truly. I have never met, so many people with different nationalities in my entire life. But now I have friends who are from China, who are from Brazil, Philippines, Germany, and so on, you know. Okay. So it's a good exposure for me.
Yeah, I'm sure it is for everyone, really good experience to exchange cultures. And that's thank you so much for coming here today and share your experiences. And let us know about the association that will help a lot of students. And thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I would like to give a special thanks to Sally and all the members of the Plains Radio for giving us the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Okay, guys, before we talk with our second guest, we'll play a Chinese song, Choosing for Jenny. A Chinese student lives in Christchurch.
慢动作，右手左手慢动作重播，这首歌给你快乐，你有没有爱上我？跟着我。
Well, after this Chinese song, Marvelous, and I'm sure everyone enjoyed it, now it's time for our second guest, Mahfuz. Welcome to ISCA radio program. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for being here. So, tell me first, how long have you been here and where are you from?
All right, this is my sixth year in New Zealand. I came from Bangladesh, one of the most smallest countries, you can say, in Southeast Asia, just beside India. I came here in late December in 2012 as an international student, just pretty much like millions of the people that come here every year.
That's good. So could you tell me your experience as an student, international student in New Zealand? Tell me a little bit about your story and what you have faced as a challenge. Tell me to us a little bit.
All right. It's a bit mixed stories for me. It's got the ups and downs. And when I first came here, I have absolutely very less idea about what to do and how to feel and how to carry forward myself and my personality and jobs and other issues as well. But as I gone into the main exposures throughout my friends, my families, my other people who are related to me and some of the professional experience as well, I slowly I was getting them down and I felt really, really good. I enjoyed each and every second of New Zealand study experience because I made friends. That's what makes a lot of sense for me. You can say I have seen the worst possible days in sometimes, but at the end of the day, the sun has risen up and I enjoyed it. I loved being a student in New Zealand.
Oh, that's nice. That's a really good notice to tell everyone that we can have a lot of fun even having challenges in life in New Zealand.
Absolutely.
So I would like to know now that you are a lecturer, you might see your students facing some challenges. What are the main challenges you see them facing at class or during the studies?
All right. This is my, I think that's my year three, almost 3 years I've been teaching in New Zealand tertiary organizations. And as you know, at the moment, I'm teaching in Abacus, one of the largest PDAs in New Zealand. And the experience I've seen the students when they came to me from the very first day, they came from different countries and nationalities. Communication, I think somewhere the homesickness is coming and somewhere they just got very shy to expose themselves. The first thing I tell them, look, forget about what you're feeling the shyness from and everything. Think us just like your friends and family and tell us what you feel about the very first time in New Zealand and share with us. We might have something to share with you. So this is the first barricade or obstacles I think we are facing at the moment. But yeah, but it gets better and better. People are having more communication, you know, channels and things. And right now I can say as I said, that's my third year of teaching and I can see the whole difference is coming now. And excellent. I'm really enjoying every part of lecturing or a career as a business lecturer.
Okay, a part of the communication that I believe is the main challenge for everyone when arrives in New Zealand. What would be another one that you see as a teacher, as a lecturer?
I think every person has a different sides of their life. So yeah, because we are dealing with their academic life and career, but there is another side where they have to make sure that they have got some type of career guidance. And somewhere because of the language, sometimes the distance from home and the homesickness when it comes to, you know, like that things doesn't click too much. But yeah, so I think the confidence, the level of confidence has to be boosted up and someone need to go and talk to them. Look, we are here with you. You know, like we're all human. We'll do mistakes. We'll learn from that. And we try to make sure that we'll serve New Zealand and the countries that you came from well enough. And that's it. I think the level of confidence is another issue. But yeah, once we deal with that, it looks very, very good.
Oh, thank you for telling us about this. And I'd like to know, how do you think that association, that International Student Christchurch Association, can help your students or all the students that live in Christchurch, international students?
Firstly, when the platform has been established, and I really get to know that the platform has been established by some of my very own students whom I taught last year, and it was very exciting to know that they wanted to do something, you know, and I think it's a great opportunity. It's an exposure. It's exposure for those people who actually do not want to go to the mainstream and who actually want to make sure that, you know, we actually want to make sure that throughout the station, you guys will serve people or students who need your service, who need the guidance, and who can be, you know, having a little bit of professional experience or a cultural adaptation throughout your station. And that's the opportunity, I think, at the moment.
Oh, thank you so much. I really would like to thank you for coming today.
Thank
and
you
share
much.
With you, our your experience as an international student and now a lecturer, seeing all these students going through a lot of things and help them. Yeah. So I really would like to thank you today.
Thank you very much, Carol. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Plains FM. And I would like to help. I'd like to offer my help or cordial guidance, whatever you say that, any time that you guys will seek for. Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure for me.
Well, it's all for today. But before we end our program with a Brazilian song, I would like to invite you, that is an international student living in Christchurch, to enjoy our International Student Christchurch Association. So next time, I will see you on 22nd of July. So I invite you also to contribute to our association and radio program with your ideas and experience. Please check our Facebook page, International Student Christchurch Association. Share your stories, contact us. And the next song goes to Chris and to all Brazilian students in Christchurch. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
A saúde do povo daqui é o medo dos homens de lá. A consciência do povo daqui é o medo dos homens de lá. A sabedoria do povo daqui é o medo dos homens de lá. Passam sem parar e não vemos uma solução. Só vemos promessas de um futuro que não passa de ilusão. E a esperança do povo vem da humildade de seus corações. Jogam suas vidas, seu destino nas garras de famintos leões. Do povo daqui é o quê?